Haircuts came into the political conversation this week when the Associated Press asked the presidential candidates about their animals. Turns out there are more than 40 pets among the candidates vying for residence in the White House. Republican John McCain has the most, 22.
22?
Yeah. Although it turns out most of them are fish. John McCain also has 2 pet turtles and 3 parakeets. So, Senator, this next sound is for you.
This record will be silent. It then begins your parakeet's talking lesson.
That was from a bird instruction long playing record.
Teaching a parakeet to talk is fun. This record is specially designed to teach any healthy, normal parakeet to talk by using a scientific new method.
Oh, scientific new method. History professor Catherine Greyer dug up these old recordings. She's a professor at the University of Delaware and author of the book Pets in America. She says that canaries and parakeets were most popular in the late 1800s as a sort of ambient room noise. We know about ambient, Steve, to keep the house from being a little too quiet.
Well, apparently that was in the days before you could just turn on the radio.
Hiya, beautiful.
Of course, some of the lessons on this record are a little dated.
In the future, always place your parakeet near enough so that he can plainly hear the inflection and sound of every word.
Good morning.
By the way, you can read about pet trends in America and what makes a good first pet at npr.org.